Hi, everybody. It's Bass Fan Radio time again, and with me today is Brent Chapman. And Brent, you know, the top 10 rankings, world rankings for State Farm Insurance, of course, you're always up there.
Yeah, you know, I really have. I've loved that that format when they came out with the world rankings, because it, you know, it really gives you a way to show where your skill levels are. And several years ago when it first started, I wasn't up that high, and every year since then I've slowly climb the ladder, and I'm right there where I need to be now. You know, hopefully this next year, maybe I can be right there at the top.
Well, you know, you look at Kevin Van Dam, and 3 out of 4 years, he's had two guys, Kelly Jordan and Mark Davis, have kind of replaced him a couple of weeks at a time. But, man, it's nice to see. When you get that number one ranking, that does a lot for your sponsors, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. You know, I mean, Kevin's definitely an incredible fisherman, and he's hard to knock off of there, you know. And then he's got, you know, Mark Davis there, of course, nipping at his tail the whole time. And, you know, I'm definitely going to have my work cut out for me if I want to be up there at the top this coming year.
Well, you know, you start thinking about Kansas and the guys there in the flatlands. You know, you think about, well, there can't be any lakes around where you live, but in reality, you live pretty close to a lot of good ones.
Yeah, I really do. You know, I'm only like probably an hour and a half from Truman Lake, 2 hours from Lake of the Ozarks, a couple hours from Table Rock, and same with Grand Lake. And, you know, those, you know, we've got a lot. You know, the thing about the Kansas area, we've got a lot of really good lakes, but they're just smaller lakes, so they don't get the big tournament recognition. And, you know, the thing where I was really fortunate is I grew up on a lake. It was a small lake here in Kansas City called Lake Quivira. It's an incredible bass fishery, and what it did, it gave me the opportunity to go out and learn techniques and hone my skills. And then when we go to a club tournament at, say, Lake of the Ozarks or Truman, I could go out and learn what I applied there, and it would, you know, usually pay off for me.
Well, I guess the bottom line is, are you a Kansas City Royals fan?
Believe it or not, I'm not much of a Royals fan. Ever since their days of, you know, baseball really changing things, it's kind of lost my interest. There's too many things I can be doing when baseball's going on.
Well, that's right. Got that family moving into a new house. A lot of good things going on for Brent Chapman.
Exactly. Definitely.
Well, let's talk a little bit, if we can, you know, the consistency of an angler, and like you talked about, you know, trying to continue to be better every year. Well, you know, the FLW Championship, the Bassmaster Classic, you've been to both of them, but wouldn't it be nice to win one of those?
Oh, it really would be. And, you know, that's, my career is, you know, really at a great place right now, but, you know, I feel like I've got another step I need to take, and that's, you know, I need one of those big victories. You know, I need that classic win, or an Angler of the Year, an FLW championship win, and, you know, those would really, you know, I think solidify my career if I could do something like that.
Well, you know, all the guys that I know that know Brent Chapman, they just think he's a gentleman and one of those guys that, you know, is just one of those guys that's going to be competing for that top place all the time, so it sounds like it's about around the corner.
Well, I really hope. I feel like I've worked hard, and, you know, I'm really learning how to, you know, juggle my career with, you know, my family life, and, you know, allowing myself some free time away from fishing so you don't get burnt out, and, you know, hopefully it's paying off.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you like to do when you're on the water. You know, you've got most of the events now start in January, they end up in June, and you're fishing a lot of shallow impoundments, a lot of southern impoundments. Tell me a little bit about what are some of the things you like to do.
Well, you know, I'm a power fisherman, you know, all the way. I'll do the other techniques, the Carolina rigging, the finesse fishing, all that. But if I can put a jig with, you know, with 25-pound line, or a, you know, a spinnerbait or a crankbait in my hand, that, I mean, that's the way, that's, when I'm doing that, that's usually I'm in my game there. If I have to, you know, deviate from that to catch fish, then you know, there's usually, you know, I've got to make some adjustments there.
Well, that should play pretty well, in particular the first couple of events in Florida. You're fishing Okeechobee and some of those kind of things. You got to like that flipping technique down there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Florida, you know, has always been, not always been, but, you know, for the first several years I fished there, it was tough for me, and I've learned that Florida is a very unique fishery, and it's, you know, when you go down there, you have to fish it a lot different than you do, you know, the other parts of the country. The fish, you know, I like to fish patterns and, you know, run down the lake and find something that looks like where I've caught fish, and you'll fish it, and you can't do that in Florida. I mean, Florida, you know, I don't like to fish in crowds. In Florida, you really have to. I mean, it's like the fish bunch up in Florida, and you've got to fish where those concentrations of fish are. You can't just run down the lake and fish things that look good.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me, and we've had several anglers mention this before, you know, probably 5, even 6 years ago, nobody threw a jig in Florida. And then recently, everybody's all of a sudden found out those rascals down there will bite that jig too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've had some mixed success on a jig in Florida. You know, it's not a numbers bait, that's for sure, but it does catch some quality fish. And I will definitely have one tied on when we head down there this year.
Well, you know, that now the E50s and a lot of the things, you know, the $500,000 pot at FLW, and the whole sport is really growing by leaps and bounds, and you got to be real happy at the time you got in.
Oh, I really am. It's I wouldn't trade my career for anything. It's definitely, you know, I've had some growing pains along the way. There's definitely a lot more business involved than I ever thought. But, it's just such a great opportunity to be involved with the sport right now. Fishing both circuits, FLW's just got an incredible payback this year. Bass has got their Elite 50s, which, as long as I can go have a mediocre season in the tour, I should hopefully requalify for the Elite 50s. So there's a lot of great opportunities out there for me to make a really nice paycheck this year.
Well, it's amazing to fish both tours and do as well as you have. You know, that it's one thing to fish the tours and just be out there, but it's another one to do as well as you have.
Yeah, I've been very, very fortunate there, and, I contribute a lot of that success to my experience over the last 8 years on the tour and, learning the different bodies of water. And the other thing I've learned is, you've got to pace yourself. And, I mentioned earlier about, getting burnt out. I haven't fished a tournament since the FLW Championship, and I don't intend to until January. In the off time, I'm a very avid hunter. I'm anxious to be in the woods right now chasing the deer, but I've learned that, I learned last year I took the fall off, and, if you take time off, it really rejuvenates you, and, come January, I'm going to be really pumped up and ready to go again.
It's nice to get that hunger back, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, if I was fishing like the Opens this fall, typically, a lot of those fall tournaments are tougher tournaments. The weights are usually low, so they're hard to keep, get you pumped up, and, you tend to get burnt out a little, but, I've learned to just kind of stay away from those. I'll, spend my time in the woods and, taking care of business, and come January, I'll just be really fired up to get out there and start fishing again.
Well, a lot of people now are starting to see, the West Coast guys, you're starting to see a few of them move to the Midwest, and it's based on, this travel schedule. You guys are all over the place. You don't have to drive quite as far when you live where you do.
Yeah, exactly. We definitely have to drive a lot farther than a lot of people, but I always thought I wanted to move, somewhere else, but, when we're at home, there's no place like home. And for me, this is where I grew up, and, we've got to drive a little bit farther, getting home from, let's say, Florida or, down south. But, even those guys that live in that area, when you're on the tournament trail, you don't get much time at home anyway. So, I'll stay where my family is. And, the way the schedule works out this year, we actually get about 1 week a month at home for those first 6 months. So that'll be better than last year even.
Well, you think about notoriety and the fact that now the media is following bass fishing just like a mainstream sport, and because it has become a mainstream sport, and, of course, ESPN, and now with Fox coming with FLW, and a lot of good things ahead. But that notoriety that goes with it, that's got to be special for you, too, to get recognized while you're out on the road.
Yeah, it really is. That's definitely growing. You can tell both circuits have done a good job of promoting the sport, especially bass with ESPN. People are starting to, to recognize me, or, they recognize the fishermen because they've seen it, and people are starting to follow it. And, hopefully that's just going to continue to grow for everybody in the sport.
Well, I guess Byron Velvick might help it a little bit, too, with the
that
Bachelor.
Too, yeah.
Well, you look at this, it's amazing. You're starting to see guys that, we've got the dancers, we've got the guys with the visors, we've got the guys that don't wear hats. It's a group of people that's sort of like a bunch of gypsies, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. The whole group of guys that travel, it's kind of funny. The guys on the tour, it's like one big family. Everybody's got their person that they don't get along with. But, for the most part, it's just a big giant family, and everybody works, well together, and you just travel around the country competing in these different tournaments.
Well, Brent Chapman, you're one of the premier fishermen in the country, top 10 angler all the time in the State Farm World Rankings. Thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Certainly, thank you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.